Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I perceived as a session instead. If you'd like to get nowhere else, I appreciate your time with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the salute. Be part of the solution. The way you do that is get informed. It's really that simple. Kimberly Moran joins me after the first break. She is the gun girl. Seriously, I mean, she's got a handle on, you know, New England politics is so much different than it is everywhere else in the country. And it's quite, you would think, in the bastion of freedom and liberty, you would think that most of what goes on in Maine, New Hampshire, you know, Vermont, Massachusetts, I don't know, folks, I think, based on what's going on in New York, I know I'm going to catch slack for this. Should we just sell it to the Brits or something, or the Canadians? Why don't we just, maybe we should give it to the Canadians. What do you think? Are they lost? Lost beyond recognition? It just gets worse and worse and worse. And with crime going up in New York City, they want to blame it on everybody but themselves. Have you noticed that? I just don't get it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And there's a lot, lots of stories that we're going to have. And we're going to have just have some fun going through. You know, the left is so hypocritical. Yeah, I'll get to Elon Musk in a second. But what do you think about this? The left is so hypocritical that, you know, they're talking about allowing people to protest out in front of the Supreme Court's house, Justice's house, even though it's illegal. It's against the federal law. So, you know, you hear Pete Buttigieg and the rest of them saying, you know, I call him Butter Cheeks anyway. You hear them say it on a regular basis. It's okay. That's what this country's all about. We're allowed to protest. We're allowed to do those things. Even if it's against the law. See, so I guess they are above, are they not, above the law? Is that what they're saying, or kind of saying, or might be saying? I don't know. You tell me. I'm always accused of misrepresenting them anyhow. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You've got something to say. However, the White House press secretary, what is her name? Is it Karen or Karine? Jean-Pierre Monday said that President Biden agrees with the man who interrupted his gun control event earlier in the day, and that more needs to be done on the issue. Now, Manuel Oliver, whose son Joaquin was murdered in the Parkland, Florida mass shooting in 2018. He started shooting during a started shouting during a speech Biden gave Monday to commemorate the passage of the bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Now, security escorted him out, even as Biden attempted to engage with the man. Yeah, but I thought it was okay. I thought freedom of speech and freedom to protest and, you know, yell out in front of the Supreme Court. I guess if you're a Democrat president, no, it doesn't hold the same, does it? Jean-Pierre also said that the Biden understands what Oliver is feeling. Biden's first wife, infant daughter, and adult son have all died during his life. Yeah, but not in a shooting. Why does he always make it about him? You ever notice that? It's always about what he knows, what he remembers, what he believes to be true. Don't you find that interesting? Our hearts go out to Manuel Oliver, who suffered deep, deep, deep loss, she said. The president met with him earlier today before the event, and as you know, the president understands what loss feels like. But before the Monday event in the White House South Lawn, Oliver tweeted his disapproval that the White House was effectively celebrating a very incremental piece of gun legislation. The word celebration has no space in the society that saw 19 kids massacred just a month ago, he said. Now, though his full comments weren't clear, you know, because, you know, he's screaming you had to do more before they grabbed him, yanked him out. Right? The president agrees with him. He agrees with the need. This is according to Jean-Pierre. We need to do more. That's why in his speech, he called on Congress to pass legislation that would ban assault weapons. High-capacity magazines, strengthened background checks. Well, when they say strengthened background checks, what do they mean by that? Right? Enact safe storage laws. What do you mean? What do you want? You want a gun on it? You want to see? You want a trigger lock? You want to put it in a safe and put that safe in a gun safe? What they talk about this stuff like it's going to make a difference. They're feel-good sayings. They're not real. I mean, seriously. Hecklers or protesters during presidential speeches are rare because there's so much security around them. Remember, a protester in 2006 interrupted an event with former President Bush and then Chinese President Jinto. Remember that? But I think it's funny, again, it's okay for them to be heckling and screaming and yelling out in front of a justice's house, but it's not okay to scream at the president. Wow. Joe Senior Host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and at most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
on. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
You know, the professor. I can be called a lot of things. I don't know about professor. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, when you do that is you get informed, right? Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate it. I do really do always. Got to get the lips working together. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So let's start off with this. I was doing a story a few minutes ago about how the White House had a guy removed from the from a speech that Joe Biden was giving about this wonderful new gun law that will protect everybody, right? So he starts yelling from the crowd, and he's removed. And I'm trying to figure something out. Now I think his son or daughter was shot in the Parkland shooting. And I'm thinking to myself, aren't these the people who were just screaming that it was okay to protest out in front of the Supreme Court justices' houses, even though that's against federal law? I mean, shouldn't he have been allowed to keep screaming or something?
He should have, because they said it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't breaking a law.
No.
Right?
He was
just protesting. They said it's all about democracy.
That's right.
Democracy! That's our democracy! Got to be able to scream and yell at people, even if it's illegal.
Oh, but it's not illegal. I mean, it is legal, but it shouldn't be, because, you know, we believe in freedom of speech in this country. I mean, the hypocrisy from them is like two light beacons just shining on everybody, isn't it?
But you can't expect anything less from Democrats than hypocrisy. Come on now.
Yeah,
now you're just being silly.
Yeah, but they're people. I'm hoping. I don't know. I don't know what you think. You live around a lot of Democrats, too. I mean, I'm hoping that people really see what's going on. I hope people really understand when they start seeing some of these things, really what's going on. And hopefully we'll vote to make it right in November. I keep hearing about the red wave, and I don't want to get all excited again. You know, I feel like the kid who asked for the bike for Christmas, and somehow I'm going to get a broomstick or something.
Hey, getting a broomstick isn't a bad thing. That's my ride. I just saw, what did I just see? I just saw, this is the funniest thing. I saw some woman said, because Biden's approval numbers are intact. I mean, they just go down, down, down. I'm not sure how much low they can get. I think they're almost at historical lows, right? And they keep going down, and this Democrat online said, this is because of the Supreme Court ruling.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, I was dying. I was like, oh, all I did was say, I just laughed, because what else are you going to do? There's always going to be, like I was saying to you off the air, the Democrats lie to their supporters and lie to people so often, as do their minions in the media, that they make people dumber. They make people stupid, especially Democrat voters, because they lie to them. And then those same people repeat their lies and look like fools. If I make a statement about something, the reason I make a statement is because I've done the research and I have the facts to back it up, right?
Yes.
And then Democrats
are expecting them to, are you?
No.
Oh,
of course
okay,
they
good.
Don't. But they'll say stuff like, that's not true, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's the facts to back it up. It's really bad. I mean, I would feel bad if I was a nice person, but I'm not.
No, you're a nice person. You're just black and white. You can be confused for somebody from Boston. You know what I'm saying? You know, I always get
might not want to be.
When people say, you don't have a filter, do you? I go, not from Boston. I don't have an anything. I just say what comes to my mind.
I actually do have a filter. I actually do. It's gotten less and less over the years. I used to be more, but no, I do actually, in some cases, when I'm supposed to, have a filter.
So, I don't know if you heard this today, but when Biden was giving his speech about the Parkland, Florida shooting, he said the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, found 17 dead and 17 injured. Biden said red flag laws would have kept them all alive. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting happened back in 1918.
Okay, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter, because Florida had red flag laws.
Florida has had red flag laws? Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know if they had the red flag laws at the time, but they had the Baker Act, which would have allowed all those people who knew that this kid was a psycho to get him mental health help. They had already the Baker Act. Believe me, anytime something like this happens, the first thing I do is the research to see what laws are already in place.
So I told this, I told you about this guy I was having a conversation with about the far lefty about gun laws. And he said stricter gun laws would have kept all these mass shootings from happening. And I said, it's a lie. How? Stop saying, you know, it's like when you guys say, you know, we want to fix the immigration laws. That's not what you mean at all. So when you say stricter gun laws, what do you mean? I mean, you never talk about the mental health. I mean, this made his eyes roll. I said, the one thing you never talk about, you always talk about the guns. You never talk about the mental health issues that go along with it. He goes, oh, here we go. You want to blame it on mental health? I said, no. I'm going to blame it on parents, the people around them, yes, and the mental health of the person.
Yep.
Because, frankly, people know. Look at every one of these things that have gone down. People knew that this kid was having trouble. This person was having trouble. They
yep.
knew and even said, well, we were always worried he was going to do something like this. It's like, really? And you said nothing to no one? Are you for real?
Yep.
Right? But the mental health issues, they won't even deal with. And it's a big part of what's happening, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a huge part of what's happening. I mean, that's not what it's what's happening with the mass shootings in the inner cities, but it is with these kids, these young men who do this outside of that area.
Yeah, but there's a lot going on there, too. When you start looking at these kids, and I'm not talking about the violent gang shootings. I'm talking to, like you are, and some of these other shootings, right? There's no one at home for them. In a lot of cases, there's no dad at home. In a lot of cases, there were issues, anger issues with the kid for quite some time. But nobody wants to have those discussions. The only discussion comes back to the gun. If we had stricter gun laws, it wouldn't have stopped any of this.
Nope.
Jonathan, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Kimberly is going nowhere. She's staying with me. Be right back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. Now, if you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Biden administration has informed hospitals that they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. Health and Human Services directed everyone's attention to requirements on medical facilities in the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. The agency's guidance says in emergency situations, state law is preempted, even in states where a near or total ban on the procedure is in effect. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, a state judge struck down most of the state's abortion restrictions as unconstitutional. Ramsey County District Judge Thomas Gilligan says a 1995 Minnesota Supreme Court ruling known as Doe v. Gomez held the state constitution protects abortion rights. Gilligan ruled that unlike the Dobbs decision on the federal level, his court must respect the precedent set by the state's high court. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. The way you do that is you get informed. The way you get informed is you tune in here. I bring on the people that have a clue, because I don't. I bring them on because they have a clue. Anyway, let's bring on Kimberly Moran. Yes, a person who has a clue. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, always thank you for being with me. I appreciate your Mondays with me, kicking the week off.
I know, right?
So, all right, so we were talking during the break. One of the things we were talking about is this bodega that went down there where the owner. Now, if you read about this owner, he'd been around forever. He'd been in that area forever. You know, he had a store. This woman came in to buy, but this is just so infuriating to begin with. She came in to buy a bag of chips with an EBT card. The EBT card gets declined. She goes to eat the chips. He's like, oh, whoa, whoa, what are you doing? Give me that, you know, and he took the chips away from her. So she goes to tell her boyfriend what happened, and she tells the guy, my boyfriend's coming back, he's going to kick the crap out of you. So the boyfriend comes back, starts a fight with the older guy there, the owner. The owner ends up, and he doesn't start right away. I mean, he takes the beating for a while.
Yeah, the owner tried to get him to not, dude, I don't
want
to get into an argument with you.
Right. No. So what's he do? The owner ends up having to stab him several times to get him away from him. And the guy dies. That wonderful DA in New York City decides to charge him with murder. With $500,000 in bail. Thank God the judge was like, no. There's a couple of problems here. One is it tells criminals, especially in New York City, hey, come on down. If anything happens to you, we'll charge the other guy. It tells people who want to defend themselves, don't bother. You'll go to jail for murder, even if you're keeping yourself from getting murdered. This is nuts, is it not?
This is par for the course with the left. That's why they hate firearms. They do not. They absolutely do not want people protecting themselves, especially women. But in this case, we have an older man who actually tried to make it so, you know, dude, I don't want to fight with you. You know, this is, you know, whatever. This is what it is. And the guy still tried to kill him, basically. Sorry, somebody actually fought back. But in New York City, because they have extreme left scumbag people running things, the guy was, he was brought up on charges. And do you know that the girl tried stabbing him, too, and she's not even brought up on any charges?
Yeah, I read that. Yep. And all this is on video. That's the other
part,
right?
All on video. Yep.
And wow.
It's all on video. And this is the left. All of you who vote for Democrats, this is what they do. They don't want regular law-abiding citizens protecting themselves from these scumbag criminals. And that scumbag guy, her boyfriend, who didn't just say, hey, honey, I'll buy you a bag of chips, he just got out of prison. He was just in prison.
Wow.
So, yeah, the left are all about criminals, and they hate law-abiding citizens who protect themselves from criminals.
Oh, yeah. It's just crazy.
It's because Democrats are usually criminals. That's why.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy going somewhere to happen. It's just amazing. And it never stops with these people. Never,
no.
Ever, ever. You know?
Nope. It'll just keep going.
I asked you before, I think. Are they... I believe that they're this demented that they truly believe that what they're doing is the right thing to do. Others have told me, no, Joe, you're wrong. They have an evil intent, and this is how they're going to take everything over.
Yes, that's the correct answer. So the people like these AGs and Soros who elected them, they know full well what they're doing. It's all intentional. It's their supporters that are dumb, that they dumb down, who think they're just trying to be good.
You know,
you can see instantly the results are not good.
Oh. See, I believe that they truly, we'll say rank and file, not the ones running everything, but the rank and file Democrats really believe that some of this stuff is good and true and the right thing to do.
Yeah, right, because they've been dumbed down by the party. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I don't know. I look at the stuff. It's like drinking from water hose for people like us. You know. You got to get the information. You got to sit down. You got to figure out which part of it's true, which one isn't. Hey, I got some stuff on to make you feel happy, though. All right, Biden voters, a large number of Biden voters regret their 2020 choice.
Shocker!
Shocked, just shocked.
A little late, jerks.
Yes. The damage has been done. It's going to take, you know, the funny part about this that people don't realize is they can say, well, you know, we can fix all this in a couple of years. No, you can't.
Oh, no. Yeah.
The damage is done in 2 years or even 3 years. We'll take a decade to turn around.
Oh, yeah. We're screwed for a real long time, kid. Thanks.
Yep. You know, I mean, they were mostly interviewing black people in New York City. I wonder if they have armed guards around them, right? The majority of them, not 51%, like 99% of them, regretted voting for Joe Biden in 2020. And everyone said they felt like they'd been lied to. They felt like the media... Now, think about this. We've been saying this for a decade,
yep.
Right? About the media. These guys are just waking up going, I felt like the media lied to us. I felt like they hid stuff from us from Joe Biden. I'm rolling around laughing going, okay, you deserve what you get. If you're homeless right now, you almost deserve it for electing that person in like you did. And the New York mayor isn't helping you at all either.
Nope. He's a scumbag too.
Yep.
They all are. I don't care if they claim to be moderate. You're going to see stuff that they vote for that's really horrifying. You know, they might be moderate in some things because of their, where they, you know, what area they're in. But for the most part, they're all the same. They have no choice. They have to vote that way because the Democrat Party has been taken over by the extreme left. There is no room for moderates. You see what they do to Sinema and Joe Manchin, and those guys aren't even actual moderates.
Yep.
You know, if you look at their voting record, no, they're not moderate.
Kimberly, one homeless mom of two. She said that the media made the former President Trump to be kind of the bad guy, but things were a lot better when he was president, and I'm a lifelong Democrat.
Oh, my God.
She said that a black father of three, a lifelong Democrat, said that his party's broken all his promises to help the black community. And this, I love this. I love the fact that, remember, they call these people uninformed. Do you remember when Nancy Pelosi was calling... back when Trump was running for office, everybody who was supporting Donald Trump, she started calling a low-information voter. They used to call them blue-collar workers. And then she started calling them low-information voters, which told me they were losing, and they knew they were losing that group.
Yeah.
So.
Well, all I have to say is, you're right. We've been telling people all these years they're lying to you, and we can prove it. And just, I'm sorry it took you this long to figure it out, but you screwed us.
You know, this one is going to make your heart kind of go pitter-patter here. One black fellow they interviewed, lifelong Democrat, he said, I thought that Republicans weren't for the people of color. They were just rich white people. That's what we saw in the news all the time. He said, I found out that that's the furthest thing from the truth.
Wow.
It only took 100 years. But
wow.
I'd love to believe that there's, for every one of him, there's 1,000, 2,000, 2,500 behind him that now are seeing the truth as well, that the media can't keep hiding things the way they're hiding. You've seen CNN, MSNBC, and so on. You've seen them start to crack and ask questions about Biden, Biden's health, haven't you?
Yeah, whatever. anything they do serves their own political purpose. They hate this country. One thing is, you saw the results with that woman on the border, Mexican-American woman who just got elected.
They're eating
Maria,
her up.
Maya,
they're going
Flores
after her big time.
Oh yeah, she's right wing.
Yeah.
No, she's just a regular Latina who decided to run for office because the other people were so bad that were running.
Wow. I love this. I think it's, this shows you, this is a first generation Latina woman who ran for office and won. This is everything the left says that they stand for.
Right.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran after the break. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find Ready Hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I appreciate the time you're spending with me. You need to get informed before you get engaged. I hate having to clean up messes, and we do that on a fairly regular basis. You know, Kimberly Marin joins me, and she's good at this, too, cleaning up messes, that is. Always appreciate her time with me as well. Hey, before we get too far from this, what do you think about this Elon Musk game with Twitter? Now, you have to, it is a game. He's going to, if they sue him, they didn't want him to buy the place, and then when he makes them an offer they really can't refuse, and he asks for certain information, and he doesn't get information on the bots, they're keeping it from him, and now he backs out, now they're going to sue him to buy the place. What do you think will come out in the depositions?
Yeah, they're gonna have that information's gonna have to come out probably. I don't know. I think the whole thing is interesting. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I just think it's funny that no, you said you're gonna buy us. Now you have to. And they didn't want him to. And they all whined. I'm kidding. Oh my god.
I love it, though. I mean, even if he started toying, even if he was toying with them from day one, look at what he did. I mean, look at everything he did to that place. Matter of fact, Larry Elder put out a note that as of yesterday, he lost another 1,000 followers out of nowhere. So I'm wondering whether he did this as a, you know, that they finally started to clean up some of the bots so they don't have to report on them when it comes down to it. Or if they're just going back to business as usual.
Well, one of the things, you know, about the, a bunch of other stuff came out and people started, you know, talking about how conservatives are, you know, suppressed, whatever. And people, because of he's so popular and well-known, he was talking about it. You know what I mean? So more people are aware. Yeah, this really does happen. So, I don't know. If anything, at least he outed Twitter for what scumbags they actually are.
Yeah, but why does it always take those kind of moves? Look, and not patting us on the back as being geniuses, because most of what we speak about usually is just a common sense scenario.
Yep.
We have been right pretty much 99% of the time of what the Democrats are doing, whether it's at the border, whether it's, you know, with the illegals, with money, with anything like that, because they have such a pattern. They are so ingrained in being disingenuous that they can't stop themselves.
Right. And it's always going to be that way. But we know that. It's just their supporters don't seem to know that. I don't know why. Or they agree with it. Or they agree with it.
I'm laughing because I've got a news thing over my shoulder, and I saw a screen pop up, and it says MSNBC or NBC had popped up and said that the Democrats are going to use the 13th Amendment as an argument against banning abortion. Because
what?
It's a slavery. Remember, the 13th Amendment is about slavery, right?
Oh, my God.
Forcing you to have a baby. And that's what we're doing. We're forcing you.
We forced you to have sex.
It's a form of slavery.
Oh, my God. You know,
and we're just talking about how crazy they are, right? Go ahead.
Joe, this is going to backfire on them. And I hate to, like, give any advice, but all they keep screeching about is abortion, abortion, abortion. They don't tell people, hey, fight in your state. Here's some model legislation to get abortion to where you want it to be in your state. They don't do that. But women can't find formula for their babies. Women are having a hard time affording to feed their living children because inflation is so bad. And this is what Democrats are ranting on?
Well, they tell you everything's fine, right? I mean, you hear Joey B. talk. And other people, everything's wonderful. Hunky-dory. No issues. No problems.
Right.
So.
They're going to. Keep it up, Dems. Go for it.
This is why I keep telling people. I've even said this to you. Stop telling them to stop.
Show
their real colors. Let them run rampant with this stuff. This is great.
Oh, I retweet it, and I believe me, I spread the word.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so. You are also talking about the break. I guess Youngkin, Governor Youngkin out of Virginia, has found a way to lighten up the employee. You know, because most governments are just fat with employees, and apparently he's figured out a way to get them to quit on their own. It's real simple. Ask them to work.
Shocker.
They've lost over 300 employees simply because he's now asking them to show up at work. No more of this telework stuff. He wants you in.
And as you should be and as you were before.
Well, they're
afraid. Taxpayers are paying for those fools.
They're
afraid. They need to get to work or get out.
They're afraid. You know, I mean, they don't
They're not afraid. They just
they're
don't want to.
Yeah, I know. They've been sitting around the house too long in their pajamas doing all their work.
They've worked
there.
With government before. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, this should be a questionnaire. Have you left your house to go shopping? Have you left your house to go to an event? If you've done any of that, you can come to work. Really that simple.
Right.
right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, these are the same people that will be out partying at clubs or concerts, but say they're too afraid to come into work.
Yeah, no, you're right. So I guess they went through, they requested to keep teleworking. They had to go through a three-tiered approval system. So it wasn't a matter of just you have to come back to work. If you had the right, I don't know, if you had the right reasons and your supervisor was good with it, you could stay home. And it even gave you different days, right? This person got 2 days. This, you know, so they tried to work with people. But the ones that simply couldn't get, you know, the ability to work at home full time, they quit.
Bye.
So my answer is like, see you later.
Yeah, you weeded out the people that probably stunk in the first place.
You think we've now conditioned? Because I think I told you this before, and going once we had the mask mandate lifted in Los Angeles County, which they're talking about going back to, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Since we got the mask mandate lifted, when I was going to the schools, at the high schools, most of these kids were still wearing, 85% of these kids were still wearing masks.
Of their own accord?
They've been conditioned, right, to have them on to protect their teachers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's not what I said.
They destroyed a whole generation.
Oh, they did.
Absolutely.
So do you think that because of the weakness of our minds, right? I mean, really, seriously, you think of how they've dumbed us down over the years. We've got us feeding off these smartphones, the phones that make you dumber. As you're feeding off of these, now people, they can't think on their own. They can't understand that they're going to be fine, that they will be fine going to work.
Unfortunately, too many people can't critically think. I mean, they don't teach that in schools anymore anyway. But people can't critically think. They believe whatever they see coming across their screen or coming out of the media without questioning, well, that kind of sounds weird or whatever.
Right.
They don't question anything, and that's the problem. And they know that, though. You know, they totally know that, so that's why they keep doing it and getting away with it. Now they're talking about new variant coming. Oh, my God.
Was it monkeypox? What's next? Donkeypox and then giraffe?
Donkeypox is what's in the White House. They're going to have new variants, and I'm pretty sure those new variants are probably going to come in time for the November elections where they're going to demand mail-in ballot boxes again.
I love this. I mean, Senator Hashmi said that Duncan was elected to lead Virginia last year and made the job growth in the state a pillar of his election campaign. Job growth in the state, not in the government, you Maroney.
Oh, my God, these people are so freaking dumb. Do you really think the taxpayers of Virginia care that some lazy government workers quit?
No.
I had to watch my mouth. That was good.
No, thank you for doing that, by the way. She went on to say, despite our best efforts, Youngkin refused to reconsider his disastrous executive action and pressed forward regardless of the longstanding state policies for telework. Yeah, you know what? It's like, go to work. Everybody else has to go to work. Everybody else has to feed their families. Go to work.
And he's the boss now, so he can do what he wants in his office.
Yep.
I don't like it. I'm sure they'll lie and try to vote him out.
You remember, what's his name? Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting his name, Obama. Wasn't his famous saying, elections have consequences?
Oh, they hate when you say that.
Oh, makes
they
them
hate
nuts.
It.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, you guys said it. You guys were right.
Yeah. Oh, hey. At least that one Democrat I was talking to, I told you about, said he doesn't want to do away with the filibuster because if they lose the Senate and the House, then the Republicans will be able to use it. I said,
That's right. We all told
you the same thing with the judges, but you wouldn't listen to us.
McConnell told Reid. I remember. He said, I don't think that's something you want to do because when you're not in power anymore, then we can do it too.
Well, they're stubborn. They didn't listen, and they lost.
Nope. Yep.
Always a pleasure, Kimberly. Joe Mazzini, your host. You got me up for the next hour. Good luck to you. We got a lot to talk about. We'll be back.